in a different time of change now, our own. The trumpeter and composer Wynton Marsalis has just released his Democracy Suite with his Jazz at Lincoln Center septet, the week before the inauguration of the 46th President of the United States. This is instrumental music, but titles like Ballot Box Bounce or Sloganize, Patronize, Realize, Revolutionize, Black Lives Matter, show the force of imagination and the will to change that drives this music. But then Marsalis's music has always been about making jazz's history and its present tense a voice of artistic and political action in his albums and in his work running Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York, which he's been doing since he founded it in 1987. But the Democracy Suite is where his mind is now, music based, like everything he does, on the creative and social principles of jazz.
Well, you know, the art of jazz has fundamental objectives and practices that are aligned with our way of life, American life, democracy. It is a music that can explain or illuminate how these fundamentals work, and it can also illuminate the corruption of those fundamentals. And if we analyze and listen to it, it can help us be our better selves. So the three fundamentals of our music: improvisation symbolizes individuality. Jazz grants you that space and freedom to invent and project your personal sound and be yourself. Swing is our principal mode of playing and our principal rhythm. It gives each member of the group responsibility to share agency and space. That's very important for today. It symbolizes a willful personal sacrifice for the common good, and it's intelligent collective action from differing perspectives. When you look at what's going on in our country, you see that we have a lot of trouble swinging together. And then finally, in jazz, there's the blues. And the blues is an attitude, and it's persistent optimism in the face of significant adversity. And it symbolizes the active pursuit of affirmation to resolve real conflict. So when you see violence and the type of things that indicate a lack of reason, our music stands in stark contrast to that. And it's very, very powerful in the democratic space now that democracy is on the plate.
So, improvisation, swing, and blues, Wynton. Now, are you basically saying, through the power of these performances and recordings and the stories around them and making them during lockdown, that you want American democracy, maybe old democracy, to be more like jazz?
Well, jazz comes out of this system. I would like us to be more adherent to the Constitution. we don't have to worry about jazz.
So through that combination of individuality, responsibility to each other, listening to each other, being together, you're able to go to some dark places on this suite and express protest at some of the darker currents of what's going on in your country, around the world at the moment.
Well, you know, when things are dark, it's important to be able to express joy. So in jazz, and in the Afro-American perspective in general, the expression of joy comes out of the kind of chaos and darkness of your experience. So you got to figure it comes out of the abolition of slavery. And when people started to come to grips with how they had to live and the struggles and the tragedy of the situation, they certainly were not interested in listening to music that was like that. they wanted some music that was going to lift them up. And our music has both of those things. So one of the movements from the suite, Deeper Than Dreams, is about the loss of life. And in the pandemic, many people lost loved ones and they couldn't see them for those final times.
Well, Wynton, including your father is one of that number.
Yeah, my father's amongst that number. But the point that he made in that time to me was, your loss is no more significant or tragic than anyone else's loss. So my father was a man with a very broad concept of the world and of human beings. He was a universal humanist.
And that means then that there is real joy in the democracy suite as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when you can figure out what's going on, it makes you much happier. And some humor, too, like one called Ballot Box Bounce. When you consider the fact that we actually had a postmaster general who was trying to do away with mailboxes. Like, you have to laugh. It's like your fire chief being an arsonist. So, you know, all you can do is see humor in this. And he was actually on TV doing interviews explaining the logic of it and why he was doing it. I suspected that it wasn't going to work out for the postmaster general, and it didn't. My music is just one part of the ongoing presence of jazz in the world. So I think that a thing for us to be aware of and cautious of is cheap populism and the kind of a celebrity culture where because something has a certain number of views or because there are a certain number of people involved in something, it then is significant. Things are significant on their merit. Sometimes masses of people follow insignificant things. That's proven in the public space time and time again. If you think about music in general and art, it informs our listening and it helps us develop the ability to hear and understand underlying meaning in language. When I'm listening to you speak, I hear the music in your language. So music is the art of thoughts, emotions, aspirations, memories. It's the world of the invisible. Music is very powerful in reinforcing belief systems. That's why there's always a campaign slogan, a popular song to go with this, or the movie theme. But jazz places a premium on quick and complete thinking, and it plays a premium on the responsibility to maintain the equilibrium and balance of a group, two things that seem like they're at odds. Jazz fundamentals address the same democratic fundamentals we in the United States need to reaffirm in this time. Art puts you in touch with the mythic substance of human history, and it teaches you how to think and to perceive symbolically. So as you begin to make fun of intelligent things, get rid of stuff and say they're not pertinent and replace them with temporal things of absolutely no value, you become more and more arrogant. And inside of that arrogance and self-assuredness is the seeds of destruction. So I could go on and on. You gotta excuse me for going on the Raptors. That's what my son always tells me. My son, you're going on the Raptors, man. You're getting me. I don't want to get you.
No. It's exactly what we want. That's why you're here. Don't worry about that.
My oldest son, he trains me. He always says, okay, man, you're going on the Raptors. Let's tone it down. Let's keep it friendly.
The amazing thing is, as you're saying all that, I can hear as a soundtrack to your words, more than that, of course, you know, the sounds of the Democracy Suite and so many other sounds that you made in your career, because it is that simultaneous quickness in action, you know, responsiveness and responsibility to the moment, but also that bigger and deeper consciousness in everything you've just said. How hopeful are you now, Winton? Would you say more hopeful at the beginning of 21 than you were last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
I'm always hopeful. I grew up in the segregated South. I went through kind of integration and all the stuff that was through the black exploitation films, the beginning of hip hop. I've been in this struggle a long time. My parents were in it. I'm always hopeful. And once I realized, you know, just the history of things and the human struggle we have, this is just one step down that road. So yeah, I'm very hopeful.
Where does the Democracy Suite end up? that I hear a lot of echoes and references in that saying, "That's when all will see." That feels like a musical and a spiritual message somehow. That track.
Right, that's like a chant. When we sing in New Orleans, we always have little chants. This was, "That's when all will see." And that's what all will see is saying, when will we decide to come together without a tragedy? You know, after 9/11, after Katrina, okay, we helped each other. When are we going to come together and act for the good of a larger community as a matter of survival that does not require death and destruction or the spilling of blood? And I don't know when that will be, but that's when all will see, is when we all come together and just say, this is just how we do things. Then we will see the type of creativity that we have in the world and the increase of wealth that we will see for everyone. And if that were a goal and an objective, man, we wouldn't believe the success we would have on this planet.
We're going to have to wait until that time when all will see it, Winter, but we can at least hear it in the Democracy Suite. you've got that sense covered at least.
You're right.
Winter Marsalis, thank you so much for joining us.
Man, thank you so much.
Winter Marsalis' Democracy Suite is out now digitally on Blue Engine Records. A living message for America, critical yet joyful, reflective but hopeful. That's all for this week's Music Matters, which was produced by Roger Short with engineering by Marvin Ware and presented by me, Tom Service.